All right, the book of Colossians tonight. The Bible says in chapter number 3, if ye then, in verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. All right, Father, we come to you tonight. Lord, in the lovely name of Jesus. Father, we pray tonight, God, that you'd hide us behind the shadow of the cross. Lord God, we pray tonight, God, that you'd cleanse our mind and empty us of self and fill us with your Spirit. Lord God, I pray tonight, God, for a little while, God, that you'd hide us tonight, Lord God, in the cleft of thy rock. God, cover us there with thy hand while your glory passes by. Lord, we pray and ask you tonight, Lord God, to have your way through the remainder of this meeting. God, we enjoyed that singing tonight. We're thankful for that. Lord God, how despised the cross is to the world. But Lord, how thankful we are for the cross. But Lord, we know tonight, dear God, it's not about the cross, Lord, but it's about the one that hung on the cross. Lord, how thankful we are for the Christmas season. Lord, it's not about Santa Claus, but Lord, it's about your Son, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we're thankful for that. We pray tonight, God, that you save the sinner, reclaim the backslider, encourage a child of God. Help us tonight, dear God, Lord, to exalt thy name. And, Lord, we pray tonight, dear God, that you'd minister to every man, woman, boy, and girl, Lord God, who are listening this night. God, we love and thank you. In Jesus' lovely name, we pray. And, God, we ask it all. Amen. Now, for a little bit tonight, if we can, we'd like to look at chapter 3 of the book of Colossians, just those four verses if we are able tonight. And we'd like to simply preach around this thought, practical truths worth living for. Can I tell you tonight, it's not hard to be a Christian. You say, preacher, you don't know how my family treats me. You don't know how my workplace treats me. Well, I know what the Bible says. The Bible says that the way of a transgressor is hard. What is a transgressor, preacher? A transgressor is somebody that's got one foot in the world and one foot in the church. Amen? Somebody that puts on the persona of being a Christian, but they're not sold out. Somebody that acts like the world, but has a sign around their neck that says, I am on my way to heaven. Have you ever noticed tonight that everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to go right now? But the writer said, according to the word of God, as Jesus was speaking, according to the word of God, the Bible said, there in the book of Revelation, he said, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Now, tonight, if we could for a moment, if the Spirit and the bride say, come, where does that put us? Well, what do you mean, preacher? If you're saved tonight, you are the bride of Christ. You say, preacher, I'm not a woman, I'm a man. Well, you can say anything you want to, and I'm not here to debate your gender, but I'd simply say tonight that Christ is the bridegroom, and thank God tonight, he's coming back looking for a bride. Amen. He's looking for a church that is adored as the bride of Christ. Honey, without spot, without blemish, and understand tonight, you can live a Christian life, but you've got to make up your mind that you're going to live for the Lord and not play church. That you're going to live as a Christian and not play as a Christian. Tonight the Bible says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Can I tell you tonight, I find it very interesting, as Paul, there in that prison, writing to the church at Colossae, as he starts off this third chapter, if you will, he wrote this statement in this scripture, starting it off with such a powerful, but yet such a small word, the word if. Now let me just say this tonight, a colored preacher in Boomer, West Virginia, he says it like this, either you is or you ain't. And can I tell you tonight, honey, either you is a Christian or you ain't. Honey, I want you to know, just because you go to church does not make you a Christian. Just because, amen, just because you sing in the choir does not mean you're a Christian. Honey, just because you've got a Bible, and it could be a King James Bible, and I say thank God for that. Honey, but just because you've got a King James Bible, that does not make you a Christian. Honey, but Jesus said unto Nicodemus, he said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, that ye must be born again. Can I tell you tonight, church, either you is a Christian or you ain't a Christian. I'm tired. I'm sick. I'm so frustrated with the condition of this world. I'm so frustrated, honey, with the Democrats and with the Republicans and with the Independents. I'm so frustrated, honey, with politics in general. Honey, but I want you to know tonight, I've heard it said, honey, that you can't talk about religion and politics at work. Maybe you've heard that. I thought, well, why can't you talk about religion at work? You say, well, preacher, I know. Why? You say, because we get in an argument about it. Neighbor, if we stay in the book, there ain't nothing to argue about. Honey, it ain't my opinion that gets us to heaven. It's what saith the Word of God that gets us to heaven. Honey, we need to understand tonight. Honey, there's only one way to heaven, and the only way to heaven is through and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Honey, the only way tonight, honey, for us to get off planet Earth is to be able to get a blood bought. Amen. Honey, not to get covered by the blood. Honey, but we need to get washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. Honey, Paul said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Honey, can I give you 3 points tonight? I'll try to give this to you real quick, fast, lightning, in a hurry, and get out of the way. Honey, I want you to know tonight, honey, it'd do real good, honey, for us to declare, honey, that we're Christians. Honey, the Bible said, honey, he simply said, honey, tonight, honey, that we ought to be able tonight, honey, to realize, honey, which side of the fence we're on. Well, what do you mean, preacher? He said, seek ye first, honey, the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto us. Honey, we need to realize, honey, you can't be saved and live like the world is. You can't be saved and live in the beer joint. You can't be saved, amen. You can't be saved and go around shacked up out of wedlock. You can't be saved and live like an old drunkard. You can't, amen. Honey, you can't be saved, honey, with 1 foot in the church, 1 foot out in the world, and kind of go along with everything that's going on. Honey, you got to declare it. Honey, stand firm on the Word of God. Stand ye there steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Honey, we need to declare that we're saved. The Bible said, if any man love God, the same shall be known of him. Hey, can I clear me off a spot and tell you tonight, I'm saved and I know that I am. I'm saved and I know that I am. And if you don't know you're saved, you're probably not tonight. The Bible says tonight, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Church, we need to declare it. Honey, the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old thing, behold, all things are passed away. Honey, behold, all things become new. You say, preacher, I think I'm saved. Preacher, I think I'm on my way to heaven. Well, let me just give you a little bit of the Word of God. You say, preacher, I don't know that I'm saved or not. Well, let me just tell you tonight, you can know. Amen. I mean, you can know that you know that you know. Honey, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. Honey, the Bible said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may may know that ye have eternal life and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Neighbor, thank God I don't have to wait until I die, until I'm standing at the registry, if you will, outside of heaven's gates, at the gate of pearl. You say, preacher, what do you mean? I don't have to wait until I get there, honey, to get eternal life. Thank God tonight. Honey, you can get it right now. Honey, I want you to know tonight. Honey, the writer said, according to the word of God, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Honey, either you is or you ain't. Honey, some practical truths, honey, for living, honey, in this life is to know which side that you're on. Honey, I want you to know tonight, honey, that we need to be able to declare it. Well, you say, preacher, it's not always that easy. Well, let me just say this. I've got a wedding band on my hand. I don't have to wonder if I'm married. I don't have to wonder if I love my wife. I don't have to wonder, honey, if it's legal. Thank God I can take you to the time. I can take you to the place, honey, where we said I do. Thank God we went through the ceremony. Honey, we got wed. Thank God tonight. And I can take you to the time. I can take you to the place, honey, where old time conviction had come upon me. Honey, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. Honey, I was miserable. Let me tell you what old time Holy Ghost conviction will do for you. Honey, it'll make you take a drink of beer and spit it back in a can. It'll make you take and cuss like everybody around you and under your breath. Say, Lord, forgive me. Honey, but I want you to know tonight, honey, it takes old time, Holy Ghost conviction, honey, in order for a man or a woman to get saved. You say, preacher, I'll get saved whenever I want to get saved. Nay, never. It does not work like that. You know, tonight we can't come unless God draws us according to the word of God. He who hath the Son hath life, and he who hath not the Son hath not life. Look at the word of God with me tonight in book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. Neighbor, after you declare it, you've got to defend it. What do you mean? Look in verse 2. He said, set your affection on things above. Well, let me just simply say this. Honey, a married man got no use running around with a woman that ain't his wife. Would you agree with me right there? Honey, a married woman ain't got no business running around with a man that ain't her husband. You can say amen. You can blow your horn. You don't have to agree with it. But neighbor, I'm right about it. You understand tonight? Honey, a Christian ain't got no business running around living in the world, acting like the world. Amen. Neighbor, there ought to be a change. You hear me? And you hear me well. When a man or a woman gets married, honey, that marriage is going to come under attack. Honey, when a man or a woman gets married, honey, the tempter's going to come and try to snatch them away. Honey, but there might be a time, honey, that you've got to defend that marriage. Honey, that you've got to stand up and you've got to fight for that marriage. Neighbor, it's the same way in your walk with the Lord. You've got to stand and defend your relationship with the Lord Jesus. He's worth fighting for tonight. Now look tonight, if you would, in verse number 2. He said, set your affection on things above. Well, let me just look at it like this. I believe tonight what that's saying. He's simply saying tonight, don't pursue and don't chase the things, honey, that are of the world. Now you say, preacher, I can't help it, but I live in the world. Well, let me just say it like this. We might be in the world, but we're not of the world. Do you realize tonight? Do you realize tonight, honey, that our hope, it's not in this world? I'm going to make somebody mad for so with. So bless God, I'm just core air back and let her fly. Do you know tonight, President Donald Trump, he didn't save America. Do you realize tonight, honey, Vice President-elect Biden or Harris, they ain't going to save America. Honey, the only hope, honey, the only saving for America is the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ. You realize tonight, honey, that our forefathers, honey, that founded this nation, they didn't found it on hope. They didn't found it on luck. Honey, they founded this country on the Word of God. Can I tell you tonight, honey, unless the builders that build the house, do you realize tonight, honey, we can build every building we want to build, honey, but unless the Lord is the one that builds the house, the builders that build it, they build it in vain. Do you know tonight, blessed is a nation whose Lord is God. Do you realize tonight, honey, that men and women are looking for the hope, they're looking for the peace, they're looking for the answer. Honey, I'll give you the answer tonight. It's found in an old black bag. King James Bible. You realize tonight, Jesus Christ is our hope tonight. Amen. We've got to defend it. We've got to defend it. You say, preacher, what do you mean? We got to defend it. Jesus said, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Well, preacher, what are you saying? Well, let me just give you another statement that Jesus made. Now, hold on to your seatbelt tonight. Luke 11, verse 21. The Bible says, and this is words of red, this is the Lord Jesus making this comment. He said, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. You say, well, preacher, what are you saying about that? When a strong man armed keepeth his palace, that tells me tonight. Now, let me just say like this. You see this little box that we're in tonight. Well, let's picture this tonight as a house. And let's say Brother Ricky, he's the Lord of the house. And let's say for a moment, Brother Ricky lives here. Let's say Brother Ricky owns the house tonight. Honey, if I know, honey, and I'm a thief, and if I know that Brother Ricky's got a gun, if Brother Ricky's got ammo in his gun, and Brother Ricky is armed, do you know tonight what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to break in to Brother Ricky's house. Honey, but as a thief, honey, they picked their target. If they knew Brother Ricky didn't have a gun, if they knew that Brother Ricky didn't have any ammunition, he would be an easy mark. He would be an easy target. Would you agree with me right there? Honey, but I want you to know, honey, we need to stand up. We need to war a good warfare. Honey, we need to fight a good fight. Honey, Paul said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hath professed a good profession before many witnesses. I want you to know tonight, church, that your Christian walk is worth fighting for. I want you to know, church, honey, that your relationship with Jesus, it's worth fighting for. You say, preacher, how do I fight with my relationship with Jesus? I want you to know tonight, honey, the best way for you to fight, honey, just like those men, honey, that they drafted, honey, in Vietnam, honey, they put them through a little bit of training. They took them down to the artillery range. They give them an M16. They give them some ammunition, and they showed them how to handle the gun, and they showed them how to shoot. Well, what are you saying? Honey, I want you to know how to defend your Christian life is to be able to get out your old M1611 King James Bible. And the ammunition is the Word of God. Do you realize tonight the Word of God is the only book that you'll ever read? Honey, that if you're saved, you've got the author present with you all the time. What's that mean? You can curl up on the couch, you can lay there in the bed, and you can read any novel, and you'll never know what is in the mind of the author. Honey, but you get out your old King James 1611, honey, Bible, the Word of God, and you allow the Holy Ghost, honey, to start stirring on the inside of you. And thank God there's something, honey, that's going on inside of you, and that scripture that you used to not be able to understand now looks alive alive. And God's starting to reveal things unto you. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I want you to know he'll be worth fighting for. Honey, when this world is falling down all around us, honey, you can live in this life and have the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Honey, people can look at you and say, why are you so happy all the time? Oh, because there is a song in my heart today, something I've never had. Oh, say, but I'm glad. I'm glad. Do you realize tonight, honey, that when you get right with God, you've got to stay right with God? I mean, you've got to defend your relationship. Honey, because the devil, he is your adversary, walking about to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. The devil is not happy. If you've got a relationship with the Lord, you say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, let's see what the Word of God says. Again, in the Gospel of Luke, honey, the Lord Jesus said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to have thee and to sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee. Can I tell you tonight, church, when you don't feel like you can go on another mile, well, glory, when you don't feel like you can go on another mile, honey, I want you to know tonight, honey, the Holy Ghost of God that's in you, it calls headquarters, and the Lord Jesus Christ, sitting on the right hand of the Father, he makes intercession for you. There's times in our life we don't even know how to pray, but the Spirit speaketh expressly, amen, and he'll speak on my behalf. Then out of nowhere, God will show up in my life. You ever been there?
Amen.
I mean, you got to defend your Christian walk.
Yes.
Don't be carried away with every fad, every doctrine,
amen,
that's going on in this world. You say, preacher, I'm going to do it my way. May God help you. Because pride will send us to hell. Pride will destroy everything that we've got. We've got to do it God's way, church.
Amen.
Look, I'm almost done. Not only should we declare that we're saved, not only should we defend that we're saved, but we need to demonstrate that we're saved. Now, let me just say this. Been saved, thank God, over 20 years. Now listen to me. I ain't always been what I should have been, but I ain't what I used to be. I mean, listen, neighbor, I'm not perfect, and God knows I'm not perfect. You ask my family, they'll tell you I'm not perfect, but I want you to know there's one that lives in me that is greater than he that is in the world. You hear me, and you hear me well. A preacher, oh, if you're not perfect and I'm not perfect, then what is the difference between a Christian and a sinner? I sure am glad you asked me. A sinner has never asked the Lord Jesus to forgive them of their sin. Honey, they've never believed in their heart and confessed with their mouth the Lord Jesus. And do you realize tonight, honey, that a Christian is not perfect, but a Christian is forgiven in the eyes of God? You got to defend it after you declare it, and after you defend it, you've got to demonstrate it. I mean, it doesn't matter, neighbor, how high you jump. What matters is how you walk after you hit the ground. I mean, it doesn't matter how loud we can shout and carry on. What matters is how we talk. What matters is how we act. Now look, I'm almost done, I promise you. Colossians 3:3. For ye are dead. For ye are dead. Did you get that? You are dead. The old man is dead. But look at this next statement. And your life is hid with Christ in God. That means when the Lord God in heaven looks at you, he does not see the Christian as the person that they used to be. He does not see them He does not see you. He does not see me as the sinner that we once were. How does he see me, preacher? Well, I just told you. Look in verse 3. Your life is hid with Christ in God. Let me just say tonight, what do I have here? Jeff Berry, holler out, what do I have here?
Lysol.
Say it real loud.
Lysol.
Brother Jeff Berry says, I got Lysol. If you can see that, if you would, honk your horns if you agree with Jeff Berry. Well, see, you're wrong. What I have is I have the can that has the Lysol. See, the Lysol is on the inside of the can. When I see the can, I have to see the can, and I cannot see what's on the inside. Honey, but the only way, honey, that I can tell what's on the inside of the can is to let what's on the inside come out. And that's exactly with our lives as Christians. Honey, the world is looking to be able to see what's on the inside of the can. And they need for you to let him out. And for you to demonstrate, I'm a Christian. And I need to be able to tell you that I love you no matter what you've done to me. I love you no matter how you feel about me. That, my friend, is a Christian. That, my friend, is how you'll win them in. It'll not be taking your old black back King James Bible and thumping them on the head, telling them they're a sinner and they're going to hell, and if you don't repent, you're going to burn forever. That is not how we're going to win them in. How we're going to win them in. Share with them what's on the inside of the can. Share with them what change Jesus has made in your life. What do you mean, preacher? Share your testimony with them. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you catch that? Did not say, therefore, if any man be of Christ. Did not say, therefore, if any man be on Christ. But it said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Preacher, what do you want me to do tonight? If you're not saved, you need to get saved. If you're backslidden out of fellowship with God, if you're not right with God, you need to get right with God. If you're a Christian, you need to declare it. You need to defend it. And you need to demonstrate that you're a Christian. You'll never win your neighbors by arguing with them. Amen. You'll never win your co-workers by stealing their Jell-O out of the work refrigerator. Yeah. Demonstrate it. Share with them the love of Christ. Share with them the thing that you're attracted to about Jesus. Share with them what He's done in your life.